Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Get even more savings this holiday season by becoming a Milo's Rewards member. Don't miss new member deals dropping every week, like $15 off a purchase of $50 or more on select Bounty, Charmin, and Puffs paper products. Plus, get free standard shipping with Silver Key status. Just one more way Lowe's is here to help you shop, save, and enjoy the holidays. Join for free today. Milo's Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Exclusions and more terms apply. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. It was a busy night for the stool last night. A couple of different parties we had to attend last night. Sip, have you recovered from last night yet, Bill?
Yes, I've recovered.
Yeah.
Hey, just by the way, I sound bad, but I don't feel bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel good.
You just can't hear very good.
Can't hear and I can't talk.
Bill had to do a pre-show kind of thing to clear out your ears. How'd that work for you?
Doesn't work.
I've got that going on like everyone does, but and then we flew.
The crud.
And then when you get off the plane, you can't hear anything. You're just looking at people and just staring at them. It's the worst feeling.
True. I like talking. I do guys like talking about human stuff. That's human stuff.
Yeah, human stuff.
Yeah.
The bodily crud. Functions. Yes.
Yes. The crud and just the existence that we have. I always am interested in your help when you help Ben. You're helping Ben along in life.
We had a teachable moment this morning.
He doesn't like to take advice.
No, lot, Ben is not.
There's some
Ben
big not, pushback this morning.
There's a lot of pushback.
Ben.
There's never time. Hey Ben, can I help you with something here?
There'd be an eye roll every time. Shrug.
Ben's the only 20-year-old that has it all figured out.
Easy.
Right away.
Oh, there it is. Easy.
The young guy.
Easy. Yeah. You're just trying to get him to meet people.
We had some other things. Yeah, we had to discuss some things. We had teachable moments this morning. We had a little meeting with Ben.
He met people last night. I introduced Ben to some fellow Columbus people.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was fun.
Did he speak? Or did
Seth,
he just stand,
I think his yeah, name
Seth
is.
Seth Morris from Liberty Law Group. Good, yes. Yeah, good client of
Wait
the station.
Wait a second.
Good
he's listener. A lawyer?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
He's an attorney at law?
Yeah, yes,
attorney
he is.
At law.
Yes.
Seth?
Seth Morris is a attorney at law. Liberty Law Group.
Me and Ben had a nice conversation with him. He's a Lakeview grad.
Oh, did he know about sense. Ben being the voice of Lakeview football, basketball, soccer, everything?
Learned for sure.
The Ben was doing live podcast.
Seth married a woman who was a friend of a high school friend of mine. Mm. So there was a connection
okay.
there. Sean Mahoney. So yeah, it was interesting. We did a lot of reminiscing.
Did Ben talk to anybody else besides Seth that you saw last night?
He talked to me.
Yeah. We said you got to go talk to people.
He talked to Sarah.
He had his North Face.
Sarah works here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Sarah. Yeah.
There's people. I don't know. Yeah, I think he talked to some people. And there was a guy with, you know him.
Well, give me.
You played golf with him. He has. He looks kind of like Leach, Mike Leach. You've played twice. Played golf.
Who
with
looks
him.
Like Mike? Oh, Paul.
No, he was standing with Seth. That should give you a clue.
Justin.
Justin. Yeah.
He looks like Mike Leach. I don't know about that one.
Oh yes, Justin. He does.
Yeah, I mean, Justin also with Liberty Law Group.
They're attorneys?
Both those guys
are law.
They're very, very solid attorneys.
Well,
in Lincoln.
You could have been an attorney. You could have passed law school.
Your dad was an attorney. Could have just been like him.
I think I could have gotten through law school, but zero chance of passing the bar exam. Zero chance. For the one thing you really had to have at the end, that's where the struggle would have been.
The bar exams.
Yeah, it had been
a situation.
It's a situation, yeah. So that, I think I could have somehow, I could have Eddie Haskell'd my way through college. I could have just kind of, yes.
You would have been an interesting lawyer.
Oh, I'd love to have been that.
I'm still stunned that you brought up Mike Leach as the comparison.
Oh, come on. Have you seen him?
Yes, I have played golf with Justin. I know
you
Justin.
Give me the hair at least.
Now, if Bill was at the party, did anybody look like Mike Leach to you last
night? Never at one point in time did I was maneuvering around.
Okay.
I got caught up in a lot of conversations.
It's
yesterday.
A bit of a stretch. of a stretch. But his hair is long and black and back. You know?
I don't think Ben saw the Mike Leach character. You talked to him. But
you didn't?
Maybe
you
didn't.
Ben,
the late Mike Leach. The late,
yes.
Great
anyway,
Mike Leach.
Sorry, we don't need to get...
Did anyone see the cash cows? Because I talked to the cash cows.
I did.
Cows.
All three of the cash cows were here.
I should have. I shook Ty's hand.
Yes, you're right. We walked in.
Should have worked my... Ty, if you're listening, I should have worked my way back.
Yeah. It's Ty Steinkuhler, Mid Plains Advisors, the cash cow.
They all had incredible vests on, and they just looked like the cash cows.
They did.
And they looked incredible. Their fitness level is insane.
Yeah, it's Ty... Yeah.
It's Dirk
Scott and Ty.
Dirk Scott. And they were all three there.
They were all three there.
Yes.
Yeah. They looked incredible. I texted him last night. I was like, I just need to get a vest. I mean, they look so good.
What did they say about that?
They did. They said I go, I'm sorry. I said that I, you know, I was not dressed properly. And
you apologized
for
your own dress. Party.
I did. I dressed how I was.
You were fine.
But they
were dressed fine.
They looked incredible. And it means that business.
Why don't
is going,
you wear a coat, though?
I don't like coats.
I don't understand.
Yeah, we learned this morning. You don't wear coats.
I never wear a coat. It's cumbersome.
What if it's -10 outside?
No coat. It's cumbersome. That's also why I've made the move to this side of the street. You noticed that? I did. I jet in and jet out.
He didn't wear a coat last night. I was freezing.
Yeah. Then I head into to Genesis. No coat.
Well, I mean the walk to Sauter Hayman was a little bit.
Oh, that was really cold.
Yeah,
that was really cold.
You could have used a coat for that.
Then we got to see Rick Hayman.
No, that was before our party. Yeah, we went down to the men's night at the South Point Sauter Hayman. Saw Rick. Saw
whiskey
Jeff
and
down
watches.
There
they had both, and the whiskey we sampled a little bit.
That helped me a lot.
And then the watches were just flying off the shelves. Rick was taken aback. He was like, I should have had more watches. They were flying off the shelves. Talked to a lot of people. But we found something out that kind of came out of nowhere and it shocked me and Steve. All of a sudden we're talking about Rick's vacation house down in Arizona.
Right.
And then it came up. Well, Jake, I let you stay there for a week. Remember?
It wasn't quite a week.
And right
it was four
away,
nights.
We were taken. We're like, whoa, what's this? We never heard this. And he goes, you know about the Kia. You drove the Kia. So
you're
Rick has
trying
it.
To like
I think it's a Sedona.
He got one over on us, and all of a sudden it came out that you'd held this information. And then Rick tells us that he has
I'm not going to Phoenix. Don't worry about that.
We're not trying to get in on your deal.
Yeah.
But Rick was like, no, I let Jake drive the Kia. And then we found out that Jake drove it on a six-hour road trip.
No, it's 4 hours.
Up to the mountains of Arizona.
Sedona was a two-hour drive.
Sedona.
4 hours total round
trip. So Rick
trip,
was like,
though.
Hey, if you need a car, just take the Kia. If you need to run over to the gas station. I mean, if you need to run over to the... grocery store.
You go across the border.
Across the border.
So Jake, what's that place right over the border? What is it? You should know this.
Is that Juarez?
Nogales.
Nogales.
Yes.
You went to Nogales.
I have been in Nogales. Not that time, though.
To get some pharmaceuticals, didn't you?
No.
Pharmacia.
That's when they yelled. I went there before. They yelled. I went to Nogales, and they just yelled. Right away, pharmacia. Yeah. The moment you crossed the border, not this past years ago, I went there.
Pharmaceuticals?
The first thing they yelled,
pharmacia.
Did you just
need something?
What'd you need?
I don't know.
Did Elizabeth get a little something?
No. Did not. We went the other direction, north of Phoenix, to Sedona.
All of a sudden, Scotland appeared.
Oh, no. Come on. No.
Pharmacia, Pharmacia.
Did not go to Nogales.
That's
in that
your rallying
trip. That
cry,
was years ago.
It?
I went to Nogales. No, it wasn't that.
Anyway, that took me and Steve back. That you were just whipping around Arizona in the free Kia.
It did.
Yeah.
I didn't know you and Rick were like.
Yeah, we've heard stories all the time. We didn't realize this. When they started talking about different, when they'll be vacationing together soon, it sounded like to me.
That was this past February.
Are you building any homes in Florida? No,
homes being built.
Because when this happened when we were all three working together, and Jake never said a word about it. Not one word.
Well, you knew I was in Arizona, but I didn't say where I was staying at Rick's place down there.
Yeah, see, you tried.
Yeah.
We're not going to get in on this deal, so don't worry.
We're not trying to get like, hey, where's our week?
Well, I did appreciate
we're not trying to get that.
I did appreciate
where's my Kia?
Rick's hospitality.
Yeah, where's my Kia?
It's a nice place.
Is it?
And the car worked great. And yeah, we took it to Sedona and back. That was a two-hour drive back.
Just
didn't bother him. No, didn't bother him a bit.
It was great.
Didn't even mention it to us. Interesting, Jake.
A lot of things.
Now you know, though. At least
secrets.
It might be late, but you do know now.
Yeah.
That happened.
It came out.
But it was a fun night.
Out.
Thanks to Rick and the team at Sauter Heyman Jewelers. And also, again, thanks for all who showed up. Listeners and clients alike, and staff.
It was quite a crowd when we got here last night.
I do feel bad I didn't say. I do. I when I left, I thought I should have talked to Ty more.
Yep.
Because I covered him.
It was hard to get back. I made a maneuver through the packed party, and I said, I'll be right back. And I barely got back before they left, and I didn't get to see everyone before that. I didn't talk to Scott or Dirk before they left. Ty, I was able to catch before he took off.
And I'd like to talk to Scott and Dirk too, but Ty. I genuinely enjoyed covering Ty. I mean, he was a good player.
You're talking about Ty Steinkuhler.
Right. He's a very good player.
Ty Steinkuhler.
Very good player. How about his hair?
He's got great hair. Fabulous.
Fabulous.
I can't even look at him.
And you can tell just by the initial reaction with Ty, he's a nice guy. You can tell.
Very good.
Yeah.
Those guys all have good hair. Dirk's and guy I, and Ty,
all
good
of
hair.
Them. You're yeah. right.
And Jake wouldn't care about this as much as I did, and Bill would. I went out and did a story. His dad, you know,
Dean, the great Dean Steinkuhler,
the Burr Oak.
Yes,
didn't talk to the media much, but he did do an. He did grant me an interview, and he said, "Just come out to my shop." And it was somewhere on Highway 2. It was bizarre. I was just like freaked out because I was in the shop of Dean Steinkuhler, and he's a dude.
Yeah,
he's still a dude. I mean, he's a dude, and I think I was writing about his younger son.
That'd be Baker.
Baker.
But he
didn't do many interviews, and I finally kind of got him to do one. He said, "But I want you to come out. Let's do it in person." And it was great. It was amazing.
My mom was on a slow pitch softball team in college with Dean Steinkuhler.
You are kidding. Well,
I'm kidding.
Two things that
you
know. Three things. You stayed at Rick Heyman's place. You drove the Kia to Sedona. And then now we just find out that your mom played on a slow pitch softball team with Dean Steinkuhler.
That's correct.
With an Outland Trophy winner.
Outland Trophy winner. Just came up for the first time.
That would have been
something you should have dropped for me like day two.
They played together.
They played softball. Slow pitch softball.
Wow. The Burr Oak.
I think I'm going to go with one season. I don't think it was a long-term thing, but maybe one season.
One game would
Could
be
you imagine if your mom's on the hot corner playing third and Dean's up?
They played together.
That's true. Well, for batting together. Practice.
I'm sure they had a lot of practice.
You always do. Get together. Yeah. It's turn two.
It's turn two.
Softball. Here we go. Right. Infield fly.
Fun situation.
Infield fly. Plays it second.
Focus.
You played in Pender. C1 ball. Easy.
That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew Your Auto. Please call or text David. Yes. Text him or call him at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They have a $100 off package in December. Rust proofing and undercoating package. Also, ceramic coatings, $100 off each if you mention the ticket and early break. For the month of December only, see what Renew can do for you at renewyourauto.com. Before we get into the news of the day from Nebraska, of course, it is Friday. What are we doing Friday, Sip?
A roll call.
We do.
Swim. Swim does it on Thursdays.
Or random times.
Yeah, well, we did like a, yeah, it was, oh, hey, where's everybody calling in from on a Thursday?
It roll was one call. Of the funnier moments of the show's history.
It was a Thursday,
Bill's
right?
reaction was priceless. Oh, we're going to do the roll call. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Please text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else do you want today, Bill?
I want to know, and it can go any direction with that, I want to know favorite Christmas song.
That's a good one.
Favorite Christmas song. Yes.
Good God.
And there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I just heard Run, Run, Rudolph
That's
the other
Sip's favorite.
Day.
Chuck Berry.
Really?
Right? I heard That's your favorite.
Nice to know. It's impressive.
You've told me this many times.
I heard it just all of a sudden. And you want to talk about your step picking up? Oh. Run, run. I mean.
Bill.
Oh, wow.
I was at an NBA game with the grandkids. I'll never forget the moment. Yeah. You know, they just played it during a timeout when it kicked on. The arena in Oklahoma City just
went crazy, I bet.
Crazy.
Yeah, Run, Run, Rudolph.
You love that song.
Yeah,
Chuck Berry. Text us 402-464-5685 or get to the YouTube or Facebook stream as well, or Twitter. Okay, from the text line. Here we go. Here's our roll call. Paul in Dodge City just says 26 years old. Didn't give me a song.
He's probably early. I bet he was on the call early.
Yeah, before.
Dodge City. I wonder if it's cold down there.
Let's see. Sanderson, 54 years old, from Holland, Nebraska. Silent Night, his favorite song.
It's a great one.
Steve in Brazil, Indiana, age 56. He says, Mary, Did You Know?
Wow, how about that? Yes.
Reed from Des Moines at the meat market says, Little Drummer Boy. Nice. Good song there. Jeff in Waverly, Minnesota, age 58. Silent Night, his song of choice there.
I like that.
Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma, age 48, Run, Run, Rudolph. Yeah. There you go. Right, that's the Chuck Berry song, of course, we just talked about. Tim in Dallas, age 49, says, Malakalikimaka.
Is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Nice.
Oh, that's a great one. That's the song. Island spirit. Oh, it's really good.
I'm sure you heard that a lot at Christmas. You probably were there at Christmas time a lot.
That was a big time. I was over in Hawaii a lot during recruiting during this time. So
really?
Talk about feeling good about yourself.
Yeah.
When that pops off.
Merry Christmas.
What is it called?
Malakalikimaka.
Is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
That's pretty good.
That's the island spirit.
You sound like
Burl Ives.
Yeah. The Hawaiian Burl Ives.
Yes. Chip is age 70 at Tiburon Ridge in Omaha. Mary, did you know his favorite Christmas song?
Yeah, we don't. Now we don't have to sing everyone. Just keep going.
Ryan in Delaware, Little Drummer Boy, age 39. By the way, Jesse in Milford says this. I do not like this song. He says, but Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
It's kind of fun. It's kind of folksy. Yeah. It's more of a story.
Yes. I like that.
That's his favorite song. Oh, yeah, really? That's your favorite Christmas song.
Jake does not.
You
like
talking about flipping the station? I flip on that one.
That one.
Yeah, flip. Kristen Fremont, age 49, didn't give me a song. Mark and Eagle, Oh Christmas Tree.
Oh Christmas Tree.
Another interesting choice there.
How lovely are your branches. Yeah, that's a good one.
Nice.
It's his favorite. You get it's his choice, Steve.
It is. Yeah. It is. You're right.
Turkey Sub, good name, age 33.
Turkey Sub.
Likes Christmas in Hollis. I think that's Run DMC on that one.
Whoa. Okay.
That sounds good.
Okay.
You know that one. It's kind of got a cool little horn section going on there.
Okay.
That song.
Okay,
Downtown Scott is listening from Orlando on business today. Says White Christmas is his favorite song. Age 36,
Bing.
By the way.
Bing.
We know that Bill loves Bing Crosby.
Well, Bing and David Bowie, Little Drummer Boy. Yes. I'll listen to that numerous times. They have the whole thing. They knock on the door and David comes in.
It's a nice video.
It's so nice. The whole video from like 1968.
Check that out.
Now we have a Scrooge in the line. Tristan is age 25 and Lincoln's. He says, no Christmas songs. They're all terrible.
It's not true.
It's not true.
That's just Tristan.
Like you
come on, man.
You were in an arena and Run, Run, Rudolph came on. The place went crazy.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. Thank you for
Brian in Algona, Iowa. Baby, It's Cold Outside. The Dean Martin song.
Sure.
The Hammer says Silent Night.
Hammer Time.
The Hammer.
Nashville. Hammer Time. God, Any O Come All Ye Faithful.
I haven't seen one. Panama Doug is age 72, says Oh Holy Night, his favorite song.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
That's a nice one.
It's a great one. It grabs you.
Let's see. Grandma, another one of the Reindeer song. Bill and Bennett. Come on, guys.
Jake, terrible. I don't understand you on that.
The song's horrible.
Someone got ran over. So never said, hey, you hear about so-and-so got ran over?
Jake.
If you want to know the worst Christmas song, I say Santa Baby is the worst Christmas song ever to exist in the history of mankind.
Do you think they're obnoxious? Is that what it comes down to?
That
grandma, the reindeer. Yeah, yeah, that is
obnoxious. I got you with that. I agree.
J-Man in North Denver says, I'll be home for Christmas. Sinatra version.
Oh, very good. Okay,
let's go. Jeff in McCook. Anything by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Now we're talking,
now
Jeff.
We're talking.
That's good stuff there.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
They don't really sing a lot, but it's they sing some.
Is there some singing? I thought that was always instrumental.
No, there is some singing really? in the I've seen them a couple of times. Okay. They're very good. A
lot of albinos in Siberia.
Yes. When Jake went to the concert,
right in.
They picked him out. Come up on stage.
You back there.
You back there.
You're
come
supposed
up here.
To be up here.
Be up here.
What are you doing? Albinos on the stage here. Come on. Mike and Casey, 875 Silent Night. And I'm not going to avoid YouTube here. I'll go through this quickly.
Scott, Genghis.
Scott in Tulsa,
Genghis
age
Corn.
58. Silent Night. Tanner in Ord, White Christmas, age 26. We got Al in Dodge County, says age 27, a White Christmas. Frosty the Snowman from Allen.
That's nice because that
and
was
friend.
A
friend. That's his favorite song.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It is.
Charlie in Valley, age 60. I'll Have a Blue Christmas.
Oh,
is that Elvis.
Is that Elvis?
Blue.
Ooh, nice job.
Oh,
and Genghis is here. He says, any breaker on YouTube knows Jake's not reading the chat. Well, here I am, Genghis. Read the chat. What's your song?
Yeah.
What's your song?
Yeah, if you're going to come at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He missed out on that one, Genghis.
Anything from Beef Taco?
Oh, he said, by the way, he said Hondo. He said, God's Country. That's not a Christmas song.
Anything that's a from Beef Taco.
Does Beef Taco know Turkey Sub?
I didn't see.
They should know each other.
I didn't see Beef Tacos on there today. But that is the
that's
roll
a fabulous
call.
Roll.
Sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Stop
Sarah.
By and see Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln at 48th and Holdridge. Billiards, bowling.
Pocket billiards.
Darts,
pocket
karaoke.
Billiards. Who will be playing today? Pocket billiards.
Perhaps Bernard Sweeney.
Yeah.
Formerly known as, what was his first name? Irwin.
Yeah.
Irwin Sweeney.
Yeah, Bernard, though?
He goes by Bernard, and he plays with Ron Carroll, who's my sister's husband, would be my brother-in-law. And he's a great dude. I mean, a great dude.
What if all of a sudden we just change names?
I don't know.
Gerald Bush.
I go by Lamont now.
Just, Lamont.
I like that.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Little show update. I am now Lamont.
Show update. Bill answers to Lamont only.
Who's Bill? I'm Lamont. Say it right.
Stop.
Let's get my name right.
I think it's his real name.
Okay.
Just go with the Missouri Edge guy.
Yes, we had some news for Nebraska. We'll get to some Matt Rhule audio in a second. He did speak to media, but later on in the day, Nebraska got a commit, a transfer. A former five-star player, is that right, Sip?
Yes.
Edge rusher Williams Nwaneri. Let's go with that. Williams Nwaneri from Missouri commits to Nebraska yesterday.
Yeah,
big news for the Huskers.
I would say it's huge news. I don't even know what to say. Like he was the top-rated edge rusher in the class of 2024. He did not play at Missouri much. He played, I am going to say, he had two tackles on the season, and he didn't play more than four games, so he was able to redshirt if he wants to do that. But I just say on the surface, Nebraska in its history hasn't landed many five-star edges. You know, I mean, it's, to me, it's exciting because I've begged for another Randy Gregory, you know, and maybe this is it. I don't know. I don't know if it'll be as good as Randy Gregory.
He's a great young man.
Is he?
Yeah, really good.
You know
good. This? Yeah, I recruited him.
Whoa.
Yeah, out of high school.
And why did you tell me this yesterday when I could have written it?
He's saving it for the show.
When I went down there, Coach Mosey, who I stopped by to see at the school.
Jamar?
Yes. He mentioned, he goes, when I went in there for the first time, he goes, yeah, I kind of went there. I'm like, I'm sorry. He goes, it's fine. Because Nebraska hadn't been in there for like 5 years.
Right.
And so we were just trying to get started back in the process with him, mm-hmm. in the Kansas City area. And so we were trying to make some headway there at that time.
Well, then you laid some groundwork.
I get zero credit for this, but we laid some groundwork
I think you do get credit.
No. Like you said, it was, yeah, there is, in recruiting, it's one of two things. Either you get them or you don't. That's kind of the way it works. And at that point in time, like I said, we were just getting our foothold back into Kansas City.
Well,
Bill,
it's a big part of this story. I mean, I don't know if Jake, if it's hit you, but look at what they've done in Kansas City. They got this guy, Williams.
New Ernie.
Yeah. They got Isaiah Mosey, who's Jamar's son, who was committed to Oregon.
He was I think just finishing his freshman year. I believe when I was down there, that's correct. I believe that's when with his son
Isaiah.
Coach Mosey is an outstanding human being,
and he's with really Nebraska.
He's with Nebraska, yes. And that is a great connection. But he's even a better person. His wife is incredible. Everything about that family is A plus.
So it's paid off in the form of Williams Nueri, and also Isaiah Mosey, and also Dawson Merritt, and also Juju Marks. So I don't know as much about Juju Marks as I do the other guys. I've watched extensive film. Isaiah Mosey, and he'll play right away, probably slot guy. And Merritt is obvious. You could argue is the key part of the class.
He's the Cobra, of course, right?
The Cobra.
Would be one of the crazy things about college football, and this is everywhere. So think about the story a year ago or a year and a half ago, whatever, when he commits to Missouri. He would have probably been their highest commit that they have ever had.
They changed laws in the state of Missouri, NIL laws.
Yeah, NIL laws. So you could get money as a high school player for NIL. But my point is, imagine whenever this was announced a year and a half ago that he was going to Missouri, this would have been probably their highest recruit ever. And then you're 1 year later, and then...
It blows up.
So I'm not. No, that's not being negative. Like it's going to blow.
No, you never know what happens.
But my point is, it's just bizarre how it works at different places.
I just know that they have a chance to get this kid going, jump started at Nebraska. He's 6'6", 265. Bill, I know there's skeptics. But maybe I'm sitting with two of them. It's fine. I'm skeptical too about everything. But he's 6'6", 265. He is the kind of player I've been begging for at Nebraska. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A guy on the edge that looks like that.
He was, like I said, there was no one that we recruited harder than him. We wanted him in the program from day one.
What do you think?
Well, Jake? I think it's a great gift for Nebraska. I think the skepticism is, why didn't he play much this year at Missouri?
I don't know that.
That's the question. That's what the fans are saying. I mean, obviously, excitement. Guy with a ton of accolades coming in, a lot of excitement.
Yeah, he had no idea.
Plus, we don't know. We didn't watch a lot of Missouri football this year.
And then just go back in time and just pick out, like I said, all the incredible Huskers that have played that didn't play at all as freshmen. Never even really even, they signed, didn't know their name, and then all
Sue.
Of a sudden.
How about Sue?
Sue, yeah. Did not play as a freshman. Nope. Did not play as a freshman. The Peter brothers.
Well.
Not that. Turned out incredible.
They turned out pretty good.
Turned out incredible.
What about Grant?
Wistrom, I don't know if he plays a true freshman or not.
But
my point is, at that time, now it's different. Everyone's like, you come in as you're a five-star. Why is he not playing? And it's like, I'm like, why is he not playing? He's playing up front. You know, that's really, really hard to do, to play in. And Missouri would have been in the SEC, and then now you're in the Big Ten. But in the SEC is true freshman defensive end.
Yeah, I want to say, why are you even asking me this? He plays, like you said, it's hard to play as a true freshman along the line of scrimmage. It's really, hard to play anywhere in some ways, but some guys can do it. Anyway, no, this was, I think it's a big story. And I also think the Kansas City, I didn't even think about Bill helping lay the groundwork for this. That's a big push into Kansas City. I mean, they got, those are serious recruits. And I could see a couple of those guys. Well, Mosey, this guy.
Smith.
Norney.
Yeah, and Dawson Merritt. I could see them playing prominent roles next season. And I don't know enough about Juju Marks. But maybe he can too.
But as we all know, that's an easy trip.
I know.
3 hours.
Why it went away, I don't know. Yeah,
to a place with a lot of talent. Big city.
That was the first thing I just walked in. Coach Moses said, I'm sorry. He goes, not your problem. You're welcome here. Let's get started. He goes, haven't seen Nebraska in 5 years. Have not been in the
Don't understand
school.
That. Don't understand. Hey, yeah. Bill, I don't understand. And I bet you Rule wouldn't understand it. And Jamar Mosey's here on staff, which helps, obviously.
Absolutely. And that, he's a great person. He's a great person.
Was he the best coach in Kansas City?
I never get into best coaches.
Okay.
But all I can say is as I deal with
no,
him,
my bad, like, my bad.
He had great success on the field and as a human was incredible. And I mean, he had his program dialed up. And when you went to watch a practice, whatever you did, that everything was in order.
I want you to think about who they're losing, guys. Ty Robinson, Nash Hutmacher, James Williams, Jamari Butler. Prince Will.
Significant.
You needed
a lot of loss there.
You needed this. Now you got to see what he looks like out there, that'll happen over time.
I regret not texting you yesterday because, again, you don't get excited about cornerbacks or old linemen, really. You get excited about big receivers.
Mm-hmm. Big receivers.
And edge rushers.
And running backs.
And running backs. So sorry I didn't text you to see how you were doing with this news yesterday.
Yeah, well, I didn't. Here's what happened. I rushed out of the Husker Online offices to go buy some shoes. And
they looked good. By the way, you wore those last night.
Those looked
the shoes were nice.
I mentioned it immediately.
They looked good.
Within 4 seconds, I go, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
There weren't shoes. There were boots. And they were looking incredible.
You did a nice job on that.
Yeah.
You guys are so kind. It's unbelievable. But so then I did that. I rushed that. And
You were down a button. You lost a button on the way in.
It freaks me out.
Yeah, on the way in.
So I go to Williams Cleaners today. Okay. Now, so then I didn't get the news. Then I had to go home, shower, get to Sartor Hamann. And I didn't even know about it until I was driving to Sartor Hamann. So... yeah,
a good point from somebody also regarding why Williams did maybe stand out last year. Don't forget, Ty Robinson wasn't overly impressive as a freshman. He did play, but he wasn't overly impressive.
Yeah, we hit on this. Absolutely.
He didn't really get his progression was very, what's the word I'm looking for? Gradual. He kind of made a gradual progression, Ty Robinson. Now, Bill is one who said he thinks he could be a first rounder. He looks like a late first rounder.
He hasn't. There is enough film to merit that, especially with the exact numbers. Will be interesting at the combine if he's 6'5", 6'6". People always say he's 6'6". I don't know if he is or not, but
he's big.
That doesn't matter. No. My point is that there's a difference. It's like he's not 6 foot.
Right.
He's not 6 foot, and he's not 240.
No, he's not 6'2".
Yeah, exactly. He's big human being.
Yeah.
Mass, man, he's a mass. Kicks ass.
Now, to Bill's point, too, Jake, we do this thing where was he at Missouri as a true freshman? Where was Jamari Butler? Jamari Butler was nowhere as a true freshman. He weighed 230 pounds.
And didn't he now turn into one of the top his trips are where?
Jamari?
A&M,
LSU, and FSU.
Yep, in Florida State, correct.
Yeah, though he was nowhere.
No.
So, no, it
does. That was like, didn't play much of Missouri. Last thing I'm thinking. And the reason I was more involved because I just know what he's like and his family is like as a person. Really good.
Jeez.
Really good.
I want to see another Randy Gregory. Yeah. That's what I want to see.
Well, we have Brad on YouTube says Williams has the potential to be a Chris Jones type player. Now that would be incredible.
First team All Pro. Okay.
Several years. Just once, but several times.
Won like 3 Super Bowls.
I'd like to see him get 6 sacks. Yeah.
But also, what Coach Mosey did that was so incredible for me was that he basically guaranteed me that we would get these guys on campus, and they did.
Good job,
so,
Bill.
So Coach Mosey's like, I promise you, Bill, I will get these guys.
Why did he? Why? Just because you were down there?
He goes, I'll promise you. I goes, that's it. Because everything else, which you never ask a coach for help. The only help you do hope you get is you get good open lines of communication.
That's a nice gesture by him.
He told me, he goes, I'll get him on campus. I'll get him on campus. And he helped with that. He helped her help get him on campus.
Bill had a connection to this person.
He is the first person we have seen come in yet, right? Everybody, we've seen a lot of guys go out. This is the first commit to Nebraska in the portal.
I think it's the first commit.
Kobe Brett's leaving the program, of course, yesterday as
Kobe Brett's into the portal. There's visitors coming. It's hard, like Schaefer laid out, it's sort of hard to get a really good handle. I'd watch that punter really closely from Washington. I'd watch that long snapper really,
from New Hampshire.
Yeah, really closely. There'll be things. Oh, I'd watch. There's receivers coming in.
Yeah, and here's the reason why there's so much fluidity. Is that everyone? When everyone hits the portal, everybody has these needs, and there's a certain group that, first of all, that no one passes on, which is edge rushers, D linemen, left tackle. There's certain spots that that there's no time like this. You just go. Hey, there's an incredible D lineman that wants to take a look at you. We're full. Nope, we'll take him. Yep. How many times you hear like Tennessee? Oh, they rotate 8 to 9 through on the D line. It's like, we're full. There's no full on certain positions. There are certain positions you just go, yeah, we're not. Yeah. Hey, we got an unbelievable kicker that wants to come to Nebraska. Well, we got 3 on scholarship. Right. So what are we doing?
We have 19 receivers.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Yeah, we're fine. But there's bigs. Certain spots, you know, well, and they all explode at one time, Steve. And then it's like, okay, where are you going? And then all of a sudden, you're all set, and you might think you're going to go here. And then an hour later, you know what? We're flipping this, and we're going to go here instead.
Jeez.
And that people come in, and it's not the same. Right. First of all, you know, when you would give you a paint a picture for you.
Please.
When recruits are coming in, you would sit down and think, okay, they're going to get in late Thursday night or Friday. A lot of times you bring them on Thursday night because you don't start their trip until they come on campus.
Right.
So you can pick them up, get them to the hotel. They can have a meal. You can't meet with them, but then they're very relaxed. They get 3 nights at the place. But you have detailed stuff that would be like, okay, Bill, let's just say Eric Hegg's coming in. Tell me about him. Boom. And I'd go through. I'd give him 20 facts.
Coming from Arizona.
Know. Here's the facts you need to understand. This is the deal. He'd be coming in on the same trip. He's coming in here with Prince on the same trip. I would lay.
Mama Kamara.
And you would lay the whole thing out for him so everyone knew. And then for those that were the outliers in the group, just be like, hey, here's like 2 or 3 things that make sure that everyone who sees him knows this. They know something about him. And you could tell. And then who's with him, Bill? Okay, here's who's coming with
him.
How
do you do that?
Now it's like someone might be like today, there might be a chance that you might talk to someone this morning, and they're in Lincoln at 8 o'clock tonight. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, who's with him? I don't know for sure. I know we have this. I know we have this. And it's just so much different of how it's laid out.
It is. There's one addition. Thank you for that, Bill. There's going to be a left tackle coming in. So that I'm not going to get into who, but it's a big one. So that there's still a lot. And the portal's open until December 28th.
Yeah. In certain spots, same thing, left tackle. Not a lot of schools that aren't going to be like, hang on, who's that?
No, and if you're a good one,
he'll be popular.
Let me check that out.
If you're a good one, you're going to make $1 million.
Yes.
It's $1 million position, Jake. That's what it is in the NIL world.
It's very important.
Yeah.
It is. A very high paid in the NFL as well.
Yes.
I mean, just look at the salaries of those
Who's
guys.
Your left tackle?
Yeah. Dolphins left tackle is Teron Armstead.
How's he
often
doing?
Often injured, but he is really, really, really good when healthy. Top 5 in the NFL consistently. Yeah.
He could be the
when
GM.
When he's healthy.
Jake could be the GM.
I love that guy.
Jake could be.
I love Teron Armstead.
A decent GM.
Have you talked to Coach Rule?
I haven't.
402-472-3116. 402-472-3116. That's the main number.
I'll call him up.
Yeah,
I'll talk to Matt.
If anybody else wants to call, 402-472-3116.
Just give
No, that's public knowledge. Yeah, you can get
you
that.
Find it online.
It's in the phone book.
That's true.
Yeah, it's in the phone. It was.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I used to dial that number a lot.
Yeah, that was.
You get the secretary.
Yeah, Joni Duff would answer. Yeah, she'd be incredibly friendly.
Yeah, she was always
Kathy
friendly.
Kathy Woody would potentially answer.
Yeah, our friend,
that.
Kathy.
Yes.
Kathy would
She's
answer
a great
that.
Friend, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah, so that's not going out of line, all that.
No, it's not.
You're fine. You're fine, Bill. Before we get to break, I think we're all hungry right now. It's been a busy week
I'm
for
starving.
Us. I think you want to treat yourself
we went
on a Friday
too long.
To Early Bird
the at bird.
19th and K. They've got breakfast burritos. They got chicken fried steak, which is smothered.
He went eyes up.
Eyes up.
Eyes up.
Looked out.
He looks out into the...
Yeah. into the abyss. Of course, you have to have the variety of pancakes, banana, blueberry, strawberry pancake, cinnamon roll pancakes. And who could forget on a Friday, the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes. Hash holes.
He tried.
Yeah,
I got it. It's kind of a baritone hash.
I got to be careful.
Fine.
Yeah, you gotta watch yourself.
I sound like Barry White. Do you want me to sing to you?
Yeah. It's like on the Neville Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out today, 19th and K. Lots of free parking also in Omaha and Iowa. When we come back, hey, Nebraska ball plays tonight.
Go to the pharmacy.
Discuss that next in early break on the ticket.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.